The talk with Jesus makes it right. Amen. Good morning to everyone. Good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Look good this morning. Everybody look good, smiling. Well, I guess you're smiling now. Can't see you. Do you love God? Sing a song with me. No, sing. Let's see. Junior, do y'all have a song, I Give Myself Away? Is that, can you pull that? I Give Myself Away. I Give Myself Away. Y'all remember Brother Isaiah sang that last week? I Give Myself Away. I Give Myself Away so you can use me. I Give Myself Away. Yes. I Give Myself Away so you can use me. Here's my, here I, yes, Lord, life is in your hand. Take my heart, take my heart, take my life, take my life as a living sacrifice. I Give Myself Away, I Give Myself Away. Yeah. I Give Myself Away so you can use me. I Give Myself Away. Yes, I Give Myself Away so you can use me. Amen. Amen. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. We want to welcome you to the Fifth Ward Church of Christ. Especially if you are a guest, if you are a visitor, you are honored guests, and we're thankful that you made the choice to be with us here in our worship service this morning. If you're watching by way of television, of live stream, of YouTube, of Facebook Live, thank you for tuning in with us this morning here at the Fifth Ward Church of Christ. God is good, and we just rejoicing. We're trying to get more back a little bit to what our new normal is.
Yeah.
It just seems like some folk not cooperating.
Yeah.
Or this virus is not cooperating. And so we appreciate you conforming and appreciate you cooperating and wearing masks as we're in here.
Amen.
I know you're sick of the mask as I am.
Yeah.
But they are a line of defense for us as best we can. And so we appreciate you cooperating with the elders, with the ushers, and not making their job any harder than it already is, as we're trying to protect. See, some, you know, the Bible says the strong bear the infirmities of the weak.
Yeah, well,
that's what the Bible says. And I know sometimes we misinterpret that. We want to protect everybody. We know some of you strong and healthy, and but Gary, I'm not going to catch nothing. Well, we're not trying to protect you. You're going to protect yourself. But some folk in here, we don't want our elderly, we don't want our young ones, and we just trying to take care of each other as best we can.
But we
put our ultimate trust in God.
Amen.
Yeah, our ultimate trust is in God, and so we just need to be ready whenever God calls us. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Now you ready for the lesson this morning?
Yeah.
As we worship God, we prayed, we read scripture.
Yeah.
We about to deliver the word this morning.
That's Bible.
Now don't get offended when you see the title of my message this morning. Already warning you. One of the brothers already asked me when I gave it to the brothers in the back. He said, "Bro, y'all come to check to see was your title right this morning?" And it's simply entitled, The Stupid Things We Sometimes Do.
Amen.
That's the title.
Sometimes.
And don't get offended, because stupid really is a Bible word.
Uh-huh.
And I say it. See, the word stupid means lack of good judgment.
That's right.
Lacking common sense. It means unwise. It means the synonymous word for stupid in the Bible is the word foolish.
Uh-huh.
The word literally stupid is used over 13, depending on the translation you use, 13 times. I know in the New American Standard Translation, the word foolish is used over 200 times. And so I want to be, you know, some of you that are members here, during the year, I try to, in the beginning of the year, I try to give foundational messages that stabilize and confirm the faith that we're in, the Bible, God, foundational lessons that we have to keep before us if we're going to live in this world and be pleasing to God. And sometimes I try to present topical lessons. Yes. Topical lessons are when you gather passages on a particular topic. It's kind of dangerous sometimes because you don't want to pull scriptures out of context and make it say something you want it to say.
Right.
But often it's necessary in the Lord's church because the Bible really, if you had to summarize the Bible, it's a love story. It's God's love story.
Right.
It begins with his great love for us and how he made us. It's so unique as human beings. He made us in his image after his likeness. We're like no other. We are special to God. The human beings are very special to God. And then it talks about the fall of mankind, for how mankind failed and sinned, and Lord have mercy. And then the rest of the Bible is God's love story, where it chronicles his amazing record, his amazing choice, and how he's trying to redeem mankind back in a right relationship with him.
Amen.
And it's beautiful. When you read how God is so merciful and loving, but the Bible really is written mainly to the children of God.
Amen.
The message is for the whole world. The
Bible is right.
But after, for instance, all of the prophets in the Old Testament, the minor prophets, the major prophets, God gives them a message to give to the people. And he warns them. He's trying to teach them how to live, what to do. You get to the New Testament. After we get the Gospels of Jesus, the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the beginning of the New Testament, after we get the message of Jesus Christ, he starts chronicling all these letters that are written to the church,
right,
to folk who's supposed to be Christians, trying to show folk how to live.
Amen.
Trying to show us how to live.
Amen.
And so God is trying to show us how to live.
That's
while
right.
We're on this earth, so we can be back in a right relationship with
right.
him. And Paul wrote, listen to this, in Galatians chapter 3, verse 1, you foolish Galatians. So don't get offended. Yeah, you shouldn't use that word stupid. That's just degrading. Well, I'm not calling anybody stupid.
Amen.
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 Because if I call you stupid, I'll be stupid.
Amen.
But the Bible spells out what stupid is. And Paul, he says, oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified. Jesus even called, listen to this in Luke chapter 24, verse 25. And then he said to them, you foolish men and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken.
That's Bible.
Jesus used that word.
That's right.
And so I'm trying to figure out, you know, Lord, as we try to live on this earth, and Lord, as we try to grow closer to you, how we can improve our lives.
Amen.
And one of the things this morning as we worship God, this is probably the biggest crowd we have on Sunday mornings. I want to pronounce it publicly as a preacher of the gospel. Paul told Timothy, he says, reprove, rebuke with all long suffering and doctrine.
Amen.
And I want to verbalize it publicly.
Amen.
Amen. Especially now, you know, some of us we older, and sometimes they say when you get old, it's hard to change your ways. And but this is for all of us,
right.
But especially for our young people,
uh-huh.
Especially for our young people, because they're not hearing both sides of the story. They're not hearing both. There are some things our young people will not hear from God from if the preacher don't preach it. Because they surely not hearing it on television and in social media. And so you can stay quiet if you want to. Sometimes some things just need to be said. The Proverbs writer wrote in Proverbs 12, verse 1, who loves discipline? One who loves discipline loves knowledge. But one who hates rebuke, the scripture says, is stupid. That's what the scripture says. And you can equate that how you want to. You can equate it to your children, to folk you work with. You know, some folk don't never like to be corrected. I don't care how wrong they are. And listen to, and Jeremiah in one chapter, in chapter 10, he uses the word stupid three times. He says this in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 8, but they are altogether stupid and foolish. You know who he was talking about? The children of Israel.
Right.
Lord, have mercy. The children, God's chosen ones, he says, they are altogether stupid. They are altogether unwise. They are altogether foolish. Why did you say that? The instruction from idols is nothing but wood. God's first commandment was, I shall love the Lord thy God with all the heart, with all the soul, with all the mind. Put no other God before me. And they started building calves. They built wood. They worshiping these things like they were something to do something for them. And God calls them because God gave them the word. He said, they are stupid. He says this in Jeremiah 10, 14. He says, every person is stupid, devoid of knowledge. Every goldsmith is put to shame by his idols, for his cast metal images are deceitful, and there is no, those idols don't have a breath in them.
That's right.
Can't do nothing for us.
That's right.
He says in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 21, for the shepherds have become stupid. Lord have mercy. He said the shepherds, you know who the shepherds are.
Yeah, right. Yes.
He said the leaders, they weren't stupid at first, but they have become stupid and have not sought the Lord. Therefore they have not prospered, and all their flock is scattered.
Amen.
I don't know about you.
Uh-huh.
I don't like being called stupid.
That's right.
I don't. And I know there have been some time that I've been, I'm not talking about you, but there's some time that I've been stupid. See, sometimes the word stupid, sometimes we are stupid because we lack knowledge.
Uh-huh.
Amen?
Uh-huh.
You just don't know.
Right.
But you know what? You can be stupid with knowledge.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
What do you mean, Brother Gary? When you know what's right. When you know this is wrong, I'm doing, and we still do it.
That's right. That's right.
Help us, Lord Jesus.
Listen,
you pray for me because listen what the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. You all right? Now, listen. If you're watching on television, you need to sit down for this one. If we're here, I'm not trying to gain favor from anybody. I'm getting now. Some of you been, you know me since I was a little boy. You know now I'm not a youth minister anymore. I'm trying to mature in the Lord. I'm trying to please God.
Amen.
Amen. And so I'm not looking for any favors from anybody. I'm just trying to do the will of God.
Amen.
And what I see on television, what I see from being around young folk, it scares me. You can't tell what's right and what's wrong. The scripture would say this in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. He says, be angry. This is just everyday practical living. And God knows in the world, see, everybody you work with are not Christians. Everybody not believers. Some folks are atheists. Some folk don't believe in nothing, nobody. Then some people believe in everything. You give them something, yeah, that sound right. You give them something, yeah, that sound right. You believe that, I believe this. We all believe that, what we want to believe.
That's right.
And so when you're in a world like that, you have what difference of opinions.
That's right.
You have folk be one thing, another believe the other thing. And when you like that, and you have difference of opinion, you have conflict. And conflict makes you mad sometimes.
Right.
God recognizes that. And he says to the Christians, to the saints, to the children of God, he says, be angry. He says, you're going to get angry in the world sometime. But he says, and yet do not sin. That's what he said. He said, husband and wife, you love him to death right now, but tomorrow he do something, you just, who are you? And it make you mad. But if you just starting out in marriage, you better buckle your seatbelt and get ready for that. It happens a lot in marriage. You get angry a lot. If I punch Sister KB every time I got angry, that was just an illustration. Some of y'all say, look like you saying, bro, Gary, you punch Sister KB? The scripture says, and yet do not sin. Well, why are you bringing all of this? Right. You know, I titled this, The Stupid Things We Sometimes Do.
That's right.
I want to bring it to light. I want to voice it out verbally, loud and clear, for the children of God to hear this. And we all in the same boat. I'm not preaching down to you at all. But you know, we can do some stupid things.
Bible is right.
We can do some stupid things.
That's right.
Yes. And sometimes they come when we're angry. You know, one brother, no, there wasn't a brother. He was I was riding on a bus with some kids, and the bus driver, we got out the thing. He said, he called me pastor. He's not a member of the church. He said, Pastor Gary, would you just answer me? He said, what's wrong with these people? And I said, what you talking about? He said, I'm on this bus, and I don't know what's going on. He says, the pandemic. He said, folk cussing me out. He said, folks shooting a finger at me, and I'm in a big old bus. I can just run them over. He said, I'm seeing so much road rage.
Yes, yes.
And this is just to the saints. We need to get control of ourselves.
Amen.
It's stupid to have a fight, to run somebody down, to chase somebody
right.
Because they cut in front of you.
Right.
I don't care what you say. Don't call me stupid. I'm not calling you stupid. It's stupid when you see on television. One brother told me to watch this movie. I haven't watched it. I can't remember what the name was. He said, everybody need to watch this movie. I can't remember what the name. What is it? Unhinged. He said, oh, you watch that. We don't want to lose any of you. In a moment of anger.
That's right.
And I believe this passage, it's just preparing for a life, for situations that happen. You know, these gun laws, and now it seems like everybody packing. We got some folk in here packing for anybody that want to cut up. Just want to say that out loud too. But I have some of my brothers. And some of my brothers. I'm telling you what. Some of my brothers. I heard there's a few sisters in here, but I don't tell me who you are. Don't tell me. But one couple my brother. Every now and then they tell me, "Bro, Big Gear, we got your back." I said, "Thank you." But some people don't need guns. Somebody in the mall was in the mall yesterday, day before yesterday, just in the gallery, just cleared the whole gallery out, just shooting a gun. And most of the time it's over, somebody stepped on your toe, you didn't speak, you flirting with my girlfriend. I can tell you so many instances. Why are you saying all this, Brother Gary? Because God got us here to be lights in the world. You cannot be a light continually doing stupid stuff.
Amen.
And some bad stuff happened. I remember my sister KB and I, when we were dating, we were at went to this place you play games or something. And three guys, and three guys were walking by. You know, sister KB was looking cute and and one of the guys, when we were walking by, touched her. Ooh, Jesus, help me near the cross. Just keep me near the cross. And I wasn't youth minister then. I was just a member. At the time. And KB, she, and I didn't know it at first, but after we got a few steps, KB said, that man tried to grab me. I said, that boy, whoever he was, and they were walking, and they looked high as a kite. All three of them looked high. And in a split second, I almost lost it. And I'm not going to tell you what I did. But I didn't lose it. I mean, I didn't do what my mind was telling me to do. And probably had I done it, I'd probably be dead, because they looked like they were packing, and I was not packing nothing. But had I been, see, listen to this now. But if I had something,
yes.
Is that something that I want to lose my life over? Is that something that I want to lose my relationship? See, some, we got to think through some of the stupid stuff we do.
Amen.
And I hope this helps somebody, because I'm being extreme. I'm not talking about just road rage, but you know that there are, you know, domestic violence. You don't need to talk about that. Yes, I do. Domestic violence don't just happen out of the church. It don't just happen with folk out in the world. We got too many men, too many women putting their hands on each other in marriage.
Right.
Do I need to say that again?
Yes.
Amen.
Listen, brothers, it ain't worth it. It's not worth it.
Right.
I'm watching 48 Hours. We watching 48 Hours the other night. And I'm like, what these people? You know, now, see, okay, you hit your wife. You hit your husband. Nothing but bad can happen.
Right.
You're not solving, I had to hit her. And what you need to do is just get some help.
Right.
Or when I say help, I'm not saying you. What we need to do is slow down. First of all, God watching everything. Listen, now, I'm not talking to folk out in the world. Now, folk in the world can receive this if they want to. We're talking to the saints. We're talking to Christians. We're talking to children of God.
Yes.
We're talking to people of God. You shouldn't be doing stupid stuff like that.
Amen.
And sisters, stop provoking. If you provoking this man, stop, brothers. There's not enough provoking that ought to make you hit your wife.
Amen. Amen.
And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you, you need to go to jail.
Amen.
Because why you say that? Because see, maybe I'm partial. Maybe I'm partial because I have daughters. And maybe I have daughters, and if one of my son-in-laws, I hope they watching this morning. I'm just saying, I'm not going. Well, she was bugging me. She was nagging me. I'm not hearing that. It's one thing, and that's why, listen to what the scripture says, be angry, but don't sin. See, it's one thing for things to happen in your mind.
Right.
A whole lot of us, if we did everything that was in our mind, right, we'd be in jail.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
Amen.
But we serve a God who knows how people are, who knows how we treat each other. He says, Gary, get mad, but find a way. Don't choose sin. And he said, don't stay angry. He says, don't let the sun go down. Stop. If you need to walk, if you need to talk, if you need to call one of the shepherds, if you need to call one of your girlfriends, do something, but don't stay mad forever, because it's only going to accumulate. You're going to get madder, and you are going to do something. That comes from God. And so we got to help each other.
Amen.
We got to help each other. Not and God put it on my heart and said, yeah, you need to say something about this, because some folk think ain't nothing wrong with this stuff. Some folk think that, well, that's what, and listen, I'm not talking about just men abusing, I'm talking about women abusing men.
Amen.
And I call these impulsive, stupid things. But you keep using that word, but yeah, I know it. It's impulsive, foolish things we do. Because sometimes that's what gets us. We're not ready for a situation that comes up. Can I give something? Can I say something to directly to our young people? Because impulsively, you know, young people, when they're coming up, they want things. They go in the mall. If you're not paying for it, don't touch it.
Amen.
And you know, one of the crimes that our young people get, many of them get, is shoplifting. They'll see something. Listen, shoplifting is stealing. That's what it is. So if you take you and what's this place called that sell all these bracelets and things? You in a place and they're selling jewelry and the pendant is this big. If you take it, you stole it.
Amen.
See, we think, well, I can get away with this. So you pick it up and just stick it in your pocket. That's shoplifting. We have some brothers in here that's in shrinkage, and they work for stores, and don't be so silly and naive. In these stores now, they got cameras everywhere. They see you all. I'm just giving you some warning. Some of you that don't know, they have cameras everywhere. One of the brothers, he works in one of these big stores. He said, it's just so ridiculous. We laugh and we catch people stealing. He said they think they're getting away with it. They standing right behind an officer. Run them right in front. Everybody don't wear police suits.
Right.
You can't see the law. Then they got cameras all in everything, all on top of aisles, and all over the place. They see us. And because of the impulse desire, hey man, get that, grab that, you go steal it, and you embarrass everybody. You, your family, the church,
Amen.
Making stupid, silly decisions.
Yes. Amen.
And then the brother told me this. He said, Brother Gary, it ain't just the young people. Listen, you know what? This is one. I'm not trying to put us on a guilt trip, because all of us have done something stupid.
Amen.
Haven't we?
Amen.
Everybody ought to say amen.
Amen.
All of us have done something stupid. And you think about it. If I told you some of the stupid stuff, you say, bro, Gary, woo, you need to be quiet. But this is why it's so compelling to me now, as I see stuff happening over and over again. I'm like, and nobody don't say, if somebody don't say something about it, we think we can get away with it.
Amen.
And it needs to be exposed. Grown person going in stealing meat out the grocery store.
Yeah.
If you're that hungry, call Brother Leroy. He got you covered. I'm serious. If you're that hungry, if you are that hungry, call the church. Well, I'm not talking to the world. I'm talking to the saints.
Amen.
If you're that desperate, we can help you out.
Amen.
Now, don't call us if you want a movie ticket. Call us if it's a necessary,
right,
necessary item that you need.
Right.
And so the scripture says, be angry. You're not to sin. Get it out. Yell. You know, sing. Run. Pray.
Amen. Amen.
He goes on to say, Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15, Proverbs 12, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes.
Bible.
But a person who listens to advice is wise. Some translations would say counsel. And this is the dangerous part, because sometimes we think we got the answers. We do our own consultations. You know, we look at information, and now with social media just abound, we look it up, we Google it, and we figure all these different opinions. So I'm just going to make my own opinion. And we think we smart because we listen to something. But I just, you know. Don't take this the wrong way either. I was doing some reading. You know, I was watching, I guess a couple, 2-3 days ago. and I've been watching closely because our elders have been talking about, you know, us trying to bring our services back to some normality. We're doing it now, and we're discussing different things that's going on. And so they're trying to get the facts, you know, what's really going on. Now, you remember when we didn't have a vaccine and this pandemic came out. We didn't have a vaccine, and I'm not blaming President Trump or whatever, but I remember, you know, everybody was in masks, and, you know, we getting all antsy, and we want to get out, and he started letting people, you know, say, look, let's open this up. We didn't even have a vaccine then. And then we started opening stuff too early, and what happened?
Yeah.
Just an explosion. All folks, listen, now people getting the virus, people are dying. And some things you can't deny. I know, Brooke, that's the media. Well, we family members dying, people dying. Now we got the vaccine is out, and now it's this mixed message is going out. It's conspiracy. Well, I'm not getting vaccinated. We don't know who to believe. But can I say this to the church?
Amen.
You know, before you make a confirmed decision about anything, you know, you need to seek some counsel. We all need to seek counsel. Don't just make decisions. So this is what I did. I was looking up some information. This is from July the 11th. What's the day? The day is the 18th. This is from July the 11th, 2021. A Tennessee Department of Health report reveals from January the 1st through July the 8th, how rare serious and fatal COVID-19 infections occurred in fully vaccinated Tennesseans. This is just in Tennessee. How rare, he said, the Tennessee Department of Health reported 4,621 coronavirus deaths and 5,879 hospitalizations, meaning Tennesseans who haven't been vaccinated. Listen to this. This is their numbers. Now, this is their numbers. It says those who haven't been vaccinated account for 97.2% of COVID-19 hospitalizations. I'm just reading the flat numbers that they gave. So the 97% of those who haven't been vaccinated are the ones that's in the hospital. Now you can talk about whatever else you want to talk about, but I didn't say it. and listen to this one. Now, this is even more incredible. And 99.5% of fatalities, that's deaths, in the state this year are the unvaccinated are accounting for the 99.5% of the deaths. That's just factual numbers. Now, what the scripture says is that, and the way of an unwise person is right in his own eyes.
Amen.
It says a person who listens to counsel or advice is wise. And I'm just reading. Let me, Lisa Brigger, you talking about in Tennessee. Then it goes on to say, Tennessee's data mirrors national trends. An Associated Press analysis of U.S. Centers for Disease Control, and these people, their jobs are at stake if they get this information wrong. It ain't like us. You know, we guessing. Oh, I think, well, I know somebody, but Gary, I know somebody who got the vaccination. They in the hospital. Of course, it's going to be somebody. From May shows that breakthrough infections in fully vaccinated people accounted for fewer than 1,200 or more, 1,200 of more than 107,000 COVID hospitalizations. So out of 107,000 hospitalizations, only 1,200 were from the fully vaccinated. And that's about 1%. And only about 150 or more of the more than 18,000 COVID deaths in May were in fully vaccinated. That translates to less than 1%. And so what they're saying is that those who have been vaccinated are much more highly unlikely to either die or go to the hospital. Now, we didn't have this information 6 months ago. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I waited before I got the vaccination. I did. I didn't want to be the first in line. No, I'll wait till after you get through. Because I want to see how I waited. But at the same time, I feel like I am, what they say, what do they call the people who are on front line? I feel like I'm an essential worker. They don't have to feel like that. Why? Because we having funerals. We are around people all the time. The shepherds have to meet. We're trying to organize everything. I'm going out, and I say, you know what? I took my time looking at it. I saw some wise counsel. It's time for me to get vaccinated. And so I got vaccinated. Amen. And I know everybody's different, but you don't need to be talking about that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about us. I'm talking about us obeying the principles of God's word and not relying on our own knowledge or somebody you don't even know on social media.
Help us, brother.
And I know I'm going to get some flag about this when I get through. But I got mine covered. And I can handle it. Because why you say that, Brother Gary? Because you know, I didn't base this on just my feeling. Because I'm not getting back. We don't, because some people say, Brother Gary, we don't know the side effects. Yeah, it's true. I tell you what, but you know the numbers now. You know what's happening right now. You got enough information. You know who is helping, who is. Well, they don't know how long it's going to last. Well, I take it how long it's going to last right now. I'd rather have some months than no months. And, small children can't get vaccinated. Small children can't get vaccinated. And so they might, that's why you need to get vaccinated. Well, let me say that. That's a matter of opinion. The elders didn't endorse this, y'all. I'm not trying to make the elders nervous, but I'm talking about principles. See, I'm talking about principles that God gives us that we as Christians ought to live by. It's not dependent on whether you get the vaccination or not, because whether you have a vaccination or not, whether you die or live, depend on your whether you go to heaven, depending on your relationship with God. Amen. And so you don't have to be vaccinated to go to heaven. And brother, you saying we have to? No, at all. Not at all. You don't have to. One of the sisters that's a doctor that's got baptized here at this church, she's providing vaccination for anybody today that want to get vaccinated across the street. They're provided. I talked to her about it. She's in the industry. She sees the hospitals and knows. She's had COVID herself. And almost died. And she told me, she's Bulgarian. She said, you know who's hurting? She said, you know who's hurting the most? You know who's the unvaccinated? It's the minorities. Not all minorities. You got some folk who, she said, but it's hurting us the most.
Right.
Now that comes from somebody that's in the industry. Let me see if I can end with this one. The unwise things we sometimes do.
Amen.
The foolish things we sometimes do.
Amen.
Repetitive foolish acts.
That's right.
Just repetitive. Lord help us. Lord, please forgive me of all of my sins. Forgive me of my mistakes. Help me not to be a hypocrite. Help me not to keep making the same.
Please.
Same mistakes over and over again. Help us, Lord.
Please.
And I'm just, my heart is hit. Sometimes you can feel sorry for somebody.
Right.
You know, you see what road they're going down. And listen, I'm not talking about addictions. I'm not trying to put anybody on a guilt trip. Because some struggles some of us don't even relate to.
Right.
You know, we just say, oh, you need to fix yourself. Oh, no, you need to fix yourself.
Amen.
It's not as easy as that. I understand
Amen.
That. But some stuff is stupid. You know. Living a life of crime. You know, you're stealing and you don't even have to steal. You know, a life of repetitive, just foolish acts over and over again, doing the same thing. The proverb writer put it this way in Proverbs 26, verse 11. He says, like a dog that returns to its vomit. Notice this. So is a fool who repeats his foolishness. Do you see a person wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him. And so, you know. Some things we just do. We get our paycheck.
Uh-huh.
Know you got some bills.
Amen.
Know you got some responsibilities. Know you got some things that just need to be done. Things that just not you. And other people are dependent on it. But you know, we want to do it our way. Spend everything. So Lord, help us with our repetitive.
Please, Lord.
Repetitive. And I just start from the Word of God. And see, you know, sometimes you when you're a parent, sometimes you talk, you say you talk to your blue, to your kids. Blue in the face. And you're sitting there talking to them. You feel good kind of after you get through talking to them because you say, I know she heard me that time. I know he got it this time. And you say, you know, I feel good. I talked to him, and you know, I know he got it. Oh my goodness, then it pop up again.
Yeah.
It pop up again. You're like, then think about how you used to be too.
Amen.
Some of us, we so hard, we just forgot how we used to be.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Some of us, a lot of us are harder on our kids in one area because we were so stupid. And that's true. Now you don't have to amen that one.
Amen.
Yeah. And so, what are you saying, Brigier? I'm saying, see, I believe the answer is God's word.
Amen.
See, yeah, I believe that's what it is. You know what? I think that it hasn't been said enough.
Amen.
And I say, you know what? Because sometimes I say, I better not preach this. I better not, because people going to be feeling a guilt trip. And people going to say, but girl, you just one of them old. You getting old and cranky. And but girl, they ain't going to like you. I'm not even. I got Sister KB. You still with me?
You work Amen. For God. You work for God.
Amen.
I didn't get the elders' permission. And the elders don't put, you know, they'll correct me. They'll call me to the table. They'll go, Brigier, I need an explanation. They've done that before. I don't mind that. But I don't get their permission to preach a sermon.
Amen.
Because I say, if it's in the Bible,
right.
I can preach it.
Bible.
I can teach. What's wrong is not enough. Our kids... Us, we haven't heard it enough. Therefore, we think we can get away with all of this stuff.
Amen.
And we need something to fight with.
Amen.
when you need something in your ear saying, stop it, don't do it.
Amen.
And that's the word of God.
Yes.
Let me end with this.
Bible is right.
1 Thessalonians 5:21, but examine or test or prove everything. Hold firmly to that which is good.
That's it, that's Bible.
And David, he ended it. I'll end it with this one. Brother Davis read this in you here in Psalms chapter 73, verse 21. When my heart was embittered and I was pierced within, then I was stupid. I'm reading from the New American Translation. He said, then I was stupid and ignorant. He called his own self stupid. He says, he called his own self ignorant.
Right.
He said, I didn't understand. I didn't understand God's ways. He said, I was bitter. I was depressed. I was down. I was blaming everybody else. I was stupid.
Amen.
Sometimes we even blame God. Why you make me like this? He said, I was like an animal before you. You know, an animal has a nature that cannot change. Don't no care what he do. A cat is a cat. A dog is a dog. A dog is going to bark. He can't even stop.
Right.
He said, I was like an animal before you. Nevertheless, and I hope that's what all of us say. I hope some of us have reached down. This lesson has already penetrated your heart. You know you got some things to work on, but I'm talking to the people of God.
Amen.
Nevertheless, I am continually with you.
Amen.
I know that's what I say, because this is difficult for me, because I'm like, Gary, how you going to preach this lesson and all the stupid stuff you done? Nevertheless, I'm staying with God.
Amen.
He my only chance. You're not my chance.
Amen.
Yeah, you'll condemn me. If you knew some stuff I did, you'll know he can't be the preacher here. I'm sorry. Y'all need to get somebody else.
They even do that.
You will guide me with your plan.
Yes.
And afterward, receive me to glory. Oh, Lord, I had to end on that one. With all the stupid stuff we done. All the ignorant, foolish, unwise, stupid.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
All the stupid stuff we have done. Stuff that I wouldn't tell nobody about.
Amen.
We still got a chance.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Now I'm gonna tell you something. Let me give you one last thing that would be the most stupid thing you could do. The most stupid thing you could do is to try to live life on your own terms.
Amen.
Because you're not in control.
Amen.
I mean, as much as we try to have control, we're not in control. God can change things in a matter of seconds.
Amen.
When he gets ready. Amen.
Amen.
And what we need to do is humble ourselves. Recognize when we make mistakes like David did. He said, I just didn't understand, Lord. I just didn't understand what was going on, but I'm staying with you. You're here today, you're not a child of God. Oh my goodness, you need to be. It's where your carry is, it's where your trust is,
Amen.
It's where your protection is. You see, what do you do when you've done Brigare? You got me feeling I'm feeling awful right now. Well, I already did this. I told you I'd do it every time before I preach. I said, Lord, please forgive me of all of my sins.
Amen.
Every time I do it. And so, if you're a child of God, that's one of the that's one of the greatest benefits because you know, I don't know about you, but daily I'm struggling with something.
Amen.
And the way I clear my thoughts and minds, I say, Lord, forgive me. Purify my heart, purify my mind. The Bible says if we confess our faults, he's faithful and just to forgive us.
Amen.
He's faithful if we confess. Confess means to acknowledge.
Amen.
Don't act like you got it all together. And so I do that every single day.
Amen.
But if you're not a Christian, see, if you're not baptized into Jesus Christ, if you haven't obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which is able to save our souls, then you don't have access to God's blessings. And in this world, if you don't have access to God's blessing, I can tell you, brother, sister, you don't have a chance. Because then you are doing you're doing what's good in your eyes.
Right.
You're depending on you, and you're not depending on God.
Amen.
And God is the answer. You come by faith, believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. If you're willing to repent of all your sins, recognize wrong for wrong, sin is sin. If you confess with your mouth what your heart believes, if you're baptized in water for the forgiveness of your sins, you're under the umbrella, God's umbrella of love.
Amen.
And protection. And you get all of this teaching and all of this learning. And even when you get all this teaching, and all of this learning, you still gonna mess up.
Amen.
But thank God for His mercy and His grace. If you're here today and you need to be baptized into Jesus Christ,
please
do it today.
Amen.
If you're here and you have a prayer request,
amen,
come today as we stand and sing this song.
Amen.
Have you been to Jesus?